Welcome to Minutes of Truth, hosted by Antoine Speller. Please enjoy.
Hello to all under the sound of my voice. Today, I would like to talk to you about desiring the Word of God. Think about it. When you desire something, you will seek after it to obtain it. You know, Jesus Christ gave us a good scripture in 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 2 to 3. It tells us in that scripture to desire the Word as newborn babes, that we may grow thereby, if we have tasted that the Lord is gracious. What a great example. If you've ever seen a baby sucking a bottle and try to remove that bottle from the baby, it becomes a tough task because that baby has such a grip on that bottle, it won't let go. That baby is getting nourishment and being satisfied by what's in that bottle. And God likened that to His Word. That's why He tells us to desire His Word as newborn babes, that we can grow thereby. Why does He want us to desire the Word? Because He wants us to be successful. If you check out Joshua 1:8 or the whole chapter of Psalms chapter 1, we see that when we desire God's Word and seek His Word, we can grow and be successful in this world. Not in the world standards, but in God's standard to be successful. You know, God wants us to know that as we study His Word and have that love for His Word, it keeps us from sin. You know, the Bible tells us in Psalms 119:11, it says, "Thy word have I hid in mine heart, that I might not sin against you." You know, it's commonly said that God's word would either do one or two things: keep you from sin, or sin will keep you from God's word. That's why God wants us to get into His word, because the more we get into His word, the more we drive sin out, because His word and His spirit does the work. I think Jesus Christ said it best when He was tempted by the wicked one. He said in Matthew chapter 4, verse 4, "But He answered and said, It is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God." You see, in order to live a Christian life for Jesus Christ, you must live on the Word of God. So many a time we see people say, "Oh yeah, I believe the Bible." But then when you ask them the last time they picked it up and read it, it's just a false memory to some. Oh yeah, some carry their Bible every Sunday to church, probably flip through it when the pastor gives one scripture and then does his sermon, but that's the only action that their Bible got. Folks, I tell you, early on in my Christian life, I determined this one thing, and this one thing only, that I do not eat food unless I read God's word. And I tell you, I have stuck to that over my life. And I tell you, the knowledge that I have gained from God's word has been amazing. You know, the Bible tells us that those that fear the Lord, He will show them their covenant. Folks, I'm telling you, if you want to know who God is, you must know His word. And when you get closer to His word, you'll know that you must know His Son, Jesus Christ, as your personal Savior. So I leave you with this, as Jesus Christ said, "Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God." Now go read your Bible. God bless.
Thank you for listening to Minutes of Truth. For more information, go to our website, minutesoftruth.org. And remember, God's word is life.